with them too.
Hey. Hey, Greg. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, buddy.
Okay. All right. Are you in a better location now?
Yeah, I'm in the office with Dylan now.
Okay. Hi, Dylan.
Hello.
Hey, we've been looking forward to meeting you.
Absolutely.
All right. So I approached Greg yesterday, or one of my representatives did, about putting my Elite Bass on the first page of the Google search results to help bring in some customers, generate some more ROI for you guys. He wanted to make sure you were present, and we answer any questions you might have regarding the placement before moving forward with anything.
What platform are you guys creating the website in?
So we use Google Domains usually because we're a Google partner, but that's compatible with various different platforms, GoDaddy, Wix. It really just depends. We go with that because it's compatible with any platform, really. We just need access to the domain, and we could use any of them. We can code, or we can use the copy-paste method through certain domain providers and website builders. So what do you guys use?
I prefer when I'm actually – normally I would do the development myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost always use WordPress.
WordPress, okay. Yeah, I did discuss that with him too. I was telling him, you know, if you're really adamant about building the website yourself, by all means, you know, we just want to make sure that the website, you know, the domain name's attached to the online listing, so that way it's being presented to your ideal customers at the moment that they need to see it, or they're looking for what you do. But we do have a graphic design team in-house, Dylan. So I also reassured Greg of that if you needed help or you wanted to make modifications or you hit a roadblock somewhere, we have a team of guys in here that'll be able to help you. You know, it's no extra cost. It'll just be a part of the service. We want to make sure that the site's up and running properly and representing you guys properly while you're on that first page.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely do not have time myself to try and – so I'm trying to develop our contracts and all the other CRM. I mean, we're starting from ground zero.
So. We have a CRM for you, too. It's a part of our app and tracking system. So we have the local Slash app in your app store. You can download it on your mobile device. Every business owner we work with, they get their own UN and password, and then that acts as a CRM. So it'll capture the leads from all platforms that we're marketing you on, not just Google. And then it'll maintain all their information. So first, last, phone number, you know, the type of work that they were looking for and what you conducted. You even have recordings of the calls if you guys use the Google Voice tracking number in there. So that CRM comes with the service.
Yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, because we're looking to grow pretty quick. I've done this for two other companies, so I ideally will want to go with a different CRM that would be more robust. If we did use your CRM for a while, how transferable would the data be?
Oh, super transferable. It's actually has integration for other platforms as well as you can integrate it to other platforms. So if you're using another system, it's really easy to be able to transfer that information to this CRM, but also remove the information from the CRM and transfer it to another.
Okay.
They have it that way just in case like a client decides to stop doing the advertisement, but they still want the CRM or that data. They make it really easily transferable for them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I definitely like the – so your guys could develop it in WordPress, essentially?
Correct. Let me double confirm, too, because we have the graphic design team. I have them here in a live chat. Let me go ahead and – they're just two floors down. So let me go – Christian, the head down there. And you already have content on this site, right?
There's content that that's not WordPress. There's content from another domain name, but we want to ultimately switch it to myelitecast.com.
Okay. So let me see here. You own that domain already? MyElite?
Yep.
Okay.
And we've got the Google platform as far as, you know, the mail and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Sorry, our AI portion is all over the place because originally when I spoke with Greg yesterday, we were on the 234-345-2088 number, and everything through the AI comes up as MyElitecast for that number. But now when I call him on his this cell phone number here, the 330, everything's coming up Elite Home Services through the Google platform. And so it's the system's just kind of like, who are you talking to? it's confusing.
We realized when I started looking at the marketing and looked at the name Elite Home Services, my God, we would have just been buried.
Right. Yeah, because that name's pretty common. You know, all three of those words are very commonly used on Google. So you definitely want something a little more.
My Elite Fast, but kind of combining it, you know, I'm hoping that we can market that a little bit easier.
Yeah, definitely. And it's more targeted, right? I mean, you guys are focusing on, you know, the bathtubs and the showers and bathrooms. So, you know,
correct.
That's ideal. All right, let me see here. Okay, so just to confirm, I did get a response back from Christian. We will be able to use your WordPress site. So if you already have that domain, MyElitecast, and you just need content developed on it, we'll set an appointment to sit down with you and the graphic design team and get your vision, and you can get that up and running exactly how you guys would like it to look.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I did send some examples, too. I texted them over to the 234 line yesterday to Greg. You could use those as like a starting template, but if you already have a general idea, you could always send that over and we could just go from there.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, we always like a shell or a structure.
And what's your company called again? Something Splash?
Yeah, Local Splash.
Local Splash, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember I sent that message over yesterday where you can like Google, like, is Local Splash a Google partner?
I barely remember yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It was a blur.
No worries.
With two kids, two businesses.
I know how it is. Yeah, I know how it is. I got two myself, and everybody I speak with every day is a business owner. So sometimes I get a random call and I'm like, okay, I know it's one of our clients, you know, I got to go in there, figure it all out from scratch in a hurry, you know, and guys, business owners aren't patient people. Let me tell you.
No, we're pretty laid back here. With me, I'm the business side, the install, the construction management, the sales. I know nothing about this stuff and it goes in one ear and right out the other. That's why I was like, okay, I listened to what you said. It sounded good. I was like, but we got to talk to Dylan because I don't want to buy something again that's useless. You know what I'm saying? Like the last one.
Yeah, nobody does, you know. You actually get out of that? I know we briefly touched on it, and I sent you some information.
Town Square, someone emailed me back late last night from Town Square. I got to look at it today with Dylan so we can cancel it and get out of it.
Yeah. Remember, I told you our calls are recorded by Google, so I wasn't supposed to get too in-depth there, but I remember sending over some information to kind of guide you through. You were telling me you were struggling with that a little bit. So.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. They lost their Google partnership, so that's the only reason why. It's not that you guys did something wrong in signing up with them. You know, if you'd signed up with them 2 years ago, it would have been a great service for you. But losing that partnership is what's hurting people who use their services. Google's kind of cutting them off. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Where do we go from here? Where do we start?
Yesterday when I spoke with you, I actually put you on a platinum package bundle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. Okay. So I made an offer of a platinum package service with the website and everything included. It's normally a $599 package. I reduced it to $299 as part of an established business credit. and then I locked you in at that rate. So that's going to be your deal ongoing moving forward if you're going month to month. Obviously, you guys could save money with a 6-month or a 12-month deal, but that would be the month to month pricing structure. It's about as low as I could get it for that package.
Yeah, we can start with that.
Okay. And then we just go 30 days at a time with you guys on this service. So you're not binded to any kind of contract. It's just kind of show and prove and build each other's trust as we go.
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to create the profile for you. Who's your primary on this account? Is it going to be you or Dylan?
That would be me. Yeah.
Okay. That's Dylan. Okay. He's got a little deeper voice. That would be me. All right, Dylan, what's your last name?
Atkinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N.
A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N. Okay. And I'm going to send an invoice receipt and a full outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on, Dylan. What's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It is datkinson at myelitebath.com.
Okay. And then we can only have one phone number on the Google business profile for My Elite Bass. Did you want to use the 234 number or the 330?
Yeah.
Or is there another one? 234?
No, the 234 for now.
Okay. And just to repeat this back to you, it's 345-2088.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and submit. And I will save Greg's number just in case. I'll put it in the cell phone category. That way, if we ever get a call or you want to call in regards to the account, make a change, we know who we're talking to. Save. All right. And then there's going to be Google verification. I know you've probably gone through this process before with the Elite Home Services. Maybe not. Google sends a PIN to you in the mail. There's a little five-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. And then they'll also ask you to fill out this form and take a couple pictures. So what's the street address that I could send the Google verification letter to?
That is, give me one second here, 1507.
1507.
Boettler Road, B-O-E-T-T-L-E-R.
B-O-E-T-T-L-E-R. Okay, found it in Uniontown. Unit 446.
D. Oh, it's okay. Also unit D.
Okay, let me make sure to add that here. Unit D. And it's 44685, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, because it's coming up as residential, you have the option. You can hide this address. You don't have to have it displayed, but it's at
it's
your
not,
own discretion.
Yeah.
No, this is a business park.
Yeah.
Oh, how odd. Okay, this is coming up on Google. Let me mask it then. Give me one second. It gives me a little code here. It says residential. I mean, maybe it's just seeing that unit D and listing it as residential.
Unit G.
Oh, G. Okay. Had that wrong too. Let me fix this.
Come on, John. You can't drop the ball now.
Definitely not. I got the... I'm looking at this back lot here on the images. That's why. So I see it's... definitely business. There's a bunch of cars parked back there and garages.
Yep.
It's all brick. Okay. All right. So let me just leave this then. Or you still have the option to hide it if you don't want people to get turn-by-turn directions to this location.
Oh, no. They can feel free to come in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and update Unit G. This is a brick and mortar, literally a brick and mortar. Okay. And then the domain name, My Elite Bath, you do own, correct?
Yeah, myelitebath.com.
Okay. Let me go ahead and attach this. They will ask you for access to it, obviously, in order to be able to make the changes that you're requesting.
Okay.
Save. Okay, and then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
9 to 5 for now.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through... Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
We want to do Saturdays on hours.
Let's just do Monday through Friday for now.
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever want to change it, just feel free to contact me or one of our representatives. We could always modify it for you. And then as of now, you want Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
And financing.
Okay. And financing. Okay. Submit. All right. Looking good. Let me just... So here's what, I don't know if Greg can still hear me. Okay. So the town square, I believe they attempted to create a Google business profile for you.
Yeah.
It's not verified. So I don't know how far you got as far as like removing their services, but once we access your Google business profile, it's going to kick them out of it completely. So there's really nothing.
Yeah, and that's fine too, because it was Elite Home Services BaaS, and now
okay.
Switched over. So it don't matter anyways, because we're my Elite BaaS. So it's all good.
Got it. Okay. And the numbers, everything is different, right? It has different name, different address, different number that you registered with them, or is it same address?
Yeah. Actually, it is all different. So.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Shouldn't have any issues there. But if there was, I could request a name, address, phone number cleanup for you, and they could kind of get those expunged and verify
right, so
it with the search engine. Okay. My Elite BaaS. They're already kind of in hot water as it is. It's pretty easy to get this stuff from them. Okay. All right. So I have the profile created. I do need to schedule a client interview, preferably if we can get both of you, just so we get your input. But you'll sit down with a representative here, and they'll go over, like, all the services you provide, the areas that you want to target with the campaign, the Facebook page. I know there's Facebook with Facebook ads that we'll also be doing for My Elite BaaS. Then, of course, the website. They'll get access to the website, and we'll start building that. Typically, it's a 30 to 45-minute call, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you guys have any extra questions. What do you think would be the best time?
Monday at 11.
Monday at 11 a.m. Okay, this is going to be the 29th. 11 a.m. Okay, so the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to schedule a calendar invite right now. So I'll schedule the appointment and send the calendar invite over. And then I will text you. I'm going to set up an automated text message reminder. It's going to go through this 330 number. And then I will also email. But that's going to be 1 hour prior to the appointment, okay? Just so you guys don't forget. If anything changes.
Because we would.
Like I said, everybody I work with is a business owner doing so. We'll remind you. But if anything changes prior to then, feel free to contact me. I shouldn't say feel free. Please contact me. So that way I could reschedule it. Okay.
Yep. No problem.
Okay. Cause these technicians, we really don't want to waste their time. These are the guys that do the heavy lifting.
No. And we need it done ASAP. So it's all good.
Okay. All right. Monday, and then I'm going to send the email and the calendar invite to datkinson@myelitebaaS.com. So you should get a notification there via email, and then Greg will also get a notification there via text message.
Yep, and it's myelitebaaS.com.
Yeah, correct. It's datkinson@myelitebaaS with an S at the end, right?
No S. BaaS.
Okay. And that makes sense why there's no image there. I thought maybe you guys didn't have a logo uploaded to it yet. Let me go ahead and fix that. Great catch.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got some good ears on you.
Yeah, that's why Dylan hired me. He saw my ears and said, this is right. You ever see that movie Dumbo?
Oh, don't do that. Don't shame yourself. That's hilarious. Yeah, I could see him through the phone. All right. Okay, we're good to go there. That did come back as a valid email, so you should have that there. It's scheduled for Monday, the 29th, between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard.
Perfect. Yep, got it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can do it with the business card.
Okay, now I'm assuming this is under Dylan Atkinson, correct?
No, this is under my name. I'm sorry. Under
okay.
the business.
Oh, so it says My Elite Bass on the card?
That's Elite Home Services.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Gregory Gamache, Elite Home Services.
Okay. I didn't even have
Yeah, literally just started full-time here yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How do I spell
your
last name, Greg?
G-A-M-A-C-H-E.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. But you said this is your first day working with My Elite Bass.
No, not first, but left my other actual job yesterday. And
okay.
Here now full
time.
So
the timing is ideal.
Yeah.
Start lining up some clients for you, get you to work.
What's
yeah.
funny is the day he comes on full time is the day I got snacks in the kitchen, so I think it's not a coincidence.
I come on full time and go out and sell my first job.
Yeah,
so
it worked out good. It was good I bought those box of Cheez-Its.
Got to take care of your guys there. You know, if you
hey,
want them to take care
takes,
of you,
whatever. It
yeah,
takes.
That's the way to do it. And Greg, for this payment method, is the billing address is going to be different, right, than the street address that we're using for My Elite Bass?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
can
the
you
billing address
okay,
associated with this card mm-hmm. is 487 Bollender, B-O-L-E-N-D-E-R, Road, Mogadore,
okay.
M-O-G-A-D-O-R-E.
Oh, I got it here. 4460.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, Google's hooked up to this whole back end system, so once I start
right.
punching stuff in, it just kind of fills it in for me. And then, did you want to use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's MasterCard.
Okay, it should start with a 5 according to the system. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. 5205.
5205.
1291.
1291.
7114.
7114.
1277.
1277. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0730.
0730. And then 3-digit code on the back.
356.
356. All right, and then before I can authorize a transaction with you, I am going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just going to reiterate the platinum package for the $299 rate, how I waive the setup fees, just full outline of everything again. And then if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just feel free to stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I hit pay here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance by Google to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
MyElitebath.com or MyElitebath.
My Elite Bass, thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Gregory Gamache, owner.
Okay, and just to confirm, Dylan Atkinson, he is the co-owner?
Yep.
Okay, and he is present, correct?
I am.
Okay, hi, Dylan. And then it says here, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of My Elite Bass today?
Yes.
Okay. Says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you guys are actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Okay. Just 24 to 48 hours. We're not going to ride you if you're missing calls, but we do get notifications if you go like multiple days of missing calls. We just kind of do a pulse check on you. So they're blowing you up.
I get it.
It's not like you're in trouble or anything like that, but we just want to make sure it's converting so that way we could see you make money and keep coming back every month.
Exactly.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you guys try it for at least 2 months due to us building a lot of things from scratch here, like with your Google verification, the website's got to be done, Facebook, all the listings we create. There is going to be a little bit of turnaround time that first month. I know month two will be probably better for you because we won't have to go through that whole setup process again. So definitely recommend you give it 2 months. But again, month to month, can cancel at any time. Due to the discounts that I applied for the Platinum package and it being reduced rate of just $299, the first month's payment is going to be a non-refundable. That's going to be charged today. It's September 25th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $299 for that Platinum package. I've also waived the setup fees for you, and I've locked this rate in indefinitely. So it's not just a first month deal. Got you in love with it, and then it goes back up. It'll stay $299. So it says that here as well. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day at $299. It says, if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please contact us 3 days or 3 business days before your next bill is due so we can prevent the system from automatically charging you. Either way, there are no cancellation fees or penalties should you decide to discontinue. And it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to authorize this payment. When this payment goes through, you're going to start receiving some text messages here. I believe it'll come through to the 234 business line.
Good.
Okay. And then this will also be emailed over to Dylan in writing as well. So there'll be a full outline of the agreement there. You guys do have to sign off on that.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure which name it's going to put in the system because I have Dylan as the primary contact and owner, but in the billing section, it has Greg's information. It might say a combination of both things just because the way we have it set up here. So whoever's name it is, the one that's got to sign it. It might be pertaining to the card, though.
Okay.
Okay. Give me one moment here. And my system says, please confirm. Okay, I got to take the Elite Home Services name off of this card, too, and just run it under Greg, because this is it's confusing the system.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Issue generated error. Okay. I received an error message. Did you guys get a...
It's a free message from my bank about a fraud alert thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, out-of-state transaction. You guys have to authorize the transaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Working on that.
Take your time. It's fine. Just let me know so I can try to reprocess.
Let's give it 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to attempt to reprocess here.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, looks like I have the same error message.
Okay, let me try a different card. I'm getting annoyed.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm ready for you, Greg. Go ahead.
All right. So 5471-8299-0820-7039.
Okay, and the expiration date?
1229.
And 3-digit code on the back.
129.
129. Okay.
And that one says Gregory Gamash on the front of it.
Okay. Okay. Now it's asking us to wait for attempting to process again.
Okay.
Another transaction. Okay. All right. Well, just I might as well brief you on it because I know at some point this will resolve this issue. So when this payment goes through, you'll get your own username and password. Highly recommend one of you to download the app through the App Store on your mobile device. It's called Local Splash App. It's got a L and a S on it and blue and orange. Log into that. It has a CRM. It'll also be like a centralized hub for you guys to keep track of all the leads that are being generated through the platforms and the listings that we create for My Elite Bass. There's a full outline of the agreement in writing that does need to be signed off on before the client interview. So you actually have plenty of time to go through that, sign off on that. Client interview's Monday at 11 a.m. So you got plenty of time there. But that's basically the gist of it. You know, as far as like your homework, it would just be signing off on that. And then I'll send over an email address to the 234 number for you guys to send in any logos or photos that you want to use for the website, just to give us a head start on it. Okay. And then, like I said, they'll ask you for access to that website on Monday. So if we could have that readily available for that call as well, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But other than that, it's just a matter of processing this, you getting all the paperwork in writing, and then we're basically going to be good to go until Monday. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, my number and our customer service line is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from our company. So don't hesitate to call in if you guys want to make changes or you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's weird. So both these cards I just used today, you know, they're both fine. They they seem to do good with local merchants, but I've been having trouble sometimes. I've noticed with my bank card protecting me, and it, like, everything has been coming up fraud lately with everything I'm trying to pay. It's like, come on.
I know. They're just trying to help you. Yeah, it's like convenient but inconvenient, but it's a good thing to have. I have the same protections on mine. You know, sometimes I travel and I'll forget to let the bank know, and it's like I'm sitting in the middle of the store, declines my transaction.
I think what's weird for me and frustrating is I'll reply to them, yes, I authorized it, and then it still won't do it. So that's what I don't understand, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes their systems are slow, or it's still manual, where even though you sent them yes, it doesn't automatically do it through their tech that they're using. And they have to actually like get the notification and then manually authorize it. Some companies still operate like that.
It's
not immediate.
That.
Yeah, you got to kind of like wait
it's
for
not immediate
the notification.
Reauthorization. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, and then somebody there, especially if you have like a smaller bank, that's definitely going to be the case. All right, so I'm going to attempt to reprocess. I think I've given the system enough time here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do it with that different number.
Okay. All right, looks like it's finally going through this time, because instead of just automatically declining, it's kind of it's circling here. Okay, yeah, it went through. And so the text messages will come through the 234 number.
Yep.
All right, and then I got a reminder set up for you guys for the client interview call on Monday. Dylan, are you there?
I am.
Okay. You heard all the stuff I told them about. If you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, you can call in, and you got my number?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm looking forward to working with the two of you. Enjoy the rest of your day and the weekend, and then look out for our phone call on Monday, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
All right, you guys, you're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. See ya.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're welcome.